This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. President Donald Trump says he is cutting U.S. funding to the World Health Organization while his administration reviews the agency's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said late Tuesday the WHO played a role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Trump contends the UN agency failed to carry out what he said was its basic duty to investigate the early reports of the virus that were coming out of China when the outbreak began in December. There has been no public reaction so far from the WHO. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, a member of the White House Corona Task Force, told the Associated Press that the United States does not yet have the critical testing and tracing procedures needed to begin reopening the nation's economy. Former U.S. President Barack Obama is endorsing his former second-in-command, Joe Biden, for president, calling Biden a clear choice to replace President Trump in November's national election. Obama said the country's future hangs on the election. Obama urged Americans to keep believing in the possibilities of a better world by supporting Biden's campaign. That Obama would endorse Biden is not on its face surprising. Biden told donors at a virtual fundraiser earlier this month that he had asked the former president for advice on choosing a running mate, whom he has said will be a woman. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app via our remote location in the Washington region. This is VOA News. China state media says Chinese scientists have started the second phase of a clinical trial of a vaccine for the new coronavirus in the hardest hit city, Wuhan. Chinese state TV said 273 out of 500 volunteers have been injected with China's first vaccine candidate for the virus entering phase two of a human clinical trial. The first phase of the vaccine clinical trial focused on its safety, while the second phase weighs more on its effectiveness. India, France, and Nigeria, among several countries whose leaders are extending lockdowns aimed at stopping the spread of the coronavirus as the number of confirmed cases worldwide approaches 2 million. With the number of infections in the country at close to 11,000, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced a nationwide lockdown would run through May 3rd. French President Emmanuel Macron on late Monday said France's lockdown would last through May 11th, at which time authorities will begin to reopen schools. Nigeria also is adding two more weeks to lockdown orders in major cities, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said a 48-hour weekend lockdown would be repeated this week. South Koreans are choosing members of the legislature Wednesday as the country continues to try to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Voters were required to wear masks, were checked for fever at the entrance of their polling stations, and were asked to maintain social distance while moving only in a guided path toward the polling places. Wednesday's vote effectively serves as a midterm referendum on South Korean President Moon Jae-in. Moon's political fortunes have rebounded after he oversaw one of the world's worst effective coronavirus responses. This year's election will determine whether the ruling Democratic Party will maintain its majority or lose control of the parliament to the main opposition United Future Party. South Korea election is the first case of a country holding national elections in an effective country amid the pandemic outbreak. South Korea currently has 10,564 people infected with the virus, with 222 deaths recorded so far. And Guatemala resumed deportation flights from the United States this week after a one-week pause prompted by three deportees testing positive for the COVID-19 virus. And election officials in the Dominican Republic postponing the country's May presidential election until July 5th due to the coronavirus pandemic fears. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.